For WKU Public Radio, I'm Joe Corcoran. When the Bowling Green City Commission meets later this afternoon, it'll be a historic moment for members of the LGBT community. For the first time, a so-called fairness ordinance will be on the agenda that would make it illegal to discriminate against someone because of their gender identity and sexual orientation. As Lisa Autry reports, getting to this point has been years in the making.
Members of the local LGBT community and supporters have spent years making speeches, delivering petitions, and holding rallies in support of extending civil rights protections to individuals based on their gender identity and sexual orientation. Commissioner Slim Nash is fulfilling a campaign promise by introducing the ordinance.
I have come to believe wholeheartedly that there is a problem. I have met many people who are willing to share their story with me, but who are reluctant to share their story with the larger public for fear.
Nash's proposal before the Bowling Green City Commission would add lesbians, gays, bisexuals, and transgender individuals to the city's current law that prohibits discrimination based on race, religion, age, color, and nationality. The proposed ordinance would ban discrimination against the LGBT community in areas such as employment, housing, and public accommodations. The measure includes an exemption for religious institutions.
Communities are only as good as the protections they offer their citizens, and this community is much too good not to offer equal rights for all of its people.
That's Patty Mentor, who's been a vocal advocate for a fairness ordinance. As a history professor at Western Kentucky University, Dr. Mentor draws a comparison to the civil rights movement of the 1950s and 60s.
If you were not part of a group that was suffering discrimination, maybe this discrimination wasn't invisible to you, but many people didn't think it was wrong. And it took a grassroots civil rights movement to show them that it was wrong. But now, I can't imagine any reasonable person arguing that the Civil Rights Act of 1964 at the federal level was not necessary.
The LGBT community says discrimination is occurring in Bowling Green. Dr. Grayson Hunt teaches philosophy at WKU. As transgender, he doesn't like talking about his personal experiences, but says discrimination is very real.
A couple of gender nonconforming students of mine were recently turned away from a barber shop. The barber said that they were only going to cut, quote unquote, men's hair. So these students were kicked out for that reason, which is certainly gender discrimination, if not also on the basis of gender identity and sexual orientation.
The Bowling Green Human Rights Commission occasionally gets complaints, but those cases aren't recorded since there isn't a law protecting the LGBT community. Dr. Mentor says having no legal remedy forces most LGBT members to suffer silently.
There are no legal protections for them. You can't sue. There is no route that you can take if you've been discriminated against.
For supporters, getting an ordinance on the City Commission agenda is a major feat. Getting a vote on it will be an even bigger one. In a statement to WKU Public Radio, Mayor Bruce Wilkerson said the issue should be decided by state or federal government. The other commissioners did not respond to requests for comment. Commissioner Slim Nash appears to be the lone supporter of the ordinance.
I've not yet heard anybody that I serve with say this kind of discrimination is not occurring. What I've heard them say is somebody else needs to deal with it.
It's unlikely the measure will pass, and even discussion is no guarantee. Bowling Green is the largest city in Kentucky without a fairness ordinance protecting citizens based on their gender identity and sexual orientation. Louisville and Lexington enacted their measures more than a decade ago. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry.